This is Akashwani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Vietnam Tho Lam in New Delhi today. Both leaders will hold wide-ranging discussions across the spectrum of bilateral relations, as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The President of Vietnam arrived in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India yesterday. He was received by Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai at the airport. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam. This is President Tho Lam's first state visit to India after being elected as the President of Vietnam in April this year. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Cotton Productivity, Kapas Kranti, with an outlay of over 5,600 crore rupees to address bottlenecks, declining growth and quality concerns in India's cotton sector. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the mission aligns with the government's 5F vision, farm to fiber to factory to fashion to fold, and focuses on enhancing cotton productivity. The Union Cabinet has also approved the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme 5.0. Under the scheme, 100% credit guarantee will be provided for MSMEs, while a 90% guarantee will be extended to non-MSMEs in the airline sector. The Union Cabinet has also approved two more semiconductor projects under the India Semiconductor Mission. These include the country's first commercial mini-micro-LED display facility based on gallium nitride technology, along with the semiconductor packaging facility. The Union Cabinet has also approved a proposal to introduce the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment 2026 in Parliament Bill. Vishnu Vaishnaw said the bill seeks to amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 to increase the sanctioned strength of judges in Supreme Court by 4 from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah as central observer for election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Union Minister JP Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in Assam. The Election Commission has categorically dismissed as baseless and false the allegations made by Trinamool Congress candidate and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee regarding the vote counting in Bhavanipur Assembly constituency. In a statement issued by District Election Officer of South Kolkata, it was clarified that the entire counting process was conducted strictly in line with the Commission's rules and regulations. The second Employment Working Group meeting, EWG, under India's BRICS presidency will begin in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow. The two-day meeting will bring together representatives from BRICS member states to deliberate on labor, employment and worker welfare. The Labor and Employment Ministry said that during the meeting, the member states will deliberate on advancing social security systems, formalization of labor markets and enhancing women participation in the workforce. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Lando today said that India and U.S. are very close to signing the trade deal and need to get over that last hurdle. Mr. Lando said that India and U.S. have been negotiating for months and it was important for the two sides to reach some closure and move on with many other issues on the agenda. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 156 runs, Chennai Super Kings successfully overhauled the target in 17.3 overs for the loss of 2 wickets. Sanju Samson was declared player of the match for his unbeaten knock of 87 runs, and that is the end of this news bulletin.